I was always into this idea that it would be cool to be able to control my dreams and fly in my dreams and do stuff. And I've read a lot about that. It's called lucid dreaming, which you could actually it's a skill you can teach yourself. I think that you can get a lot of different ideas from dreams. I really like the moments when you're about to go to sleep, when you're really tired. Lots of ideas flow in and out there because you're still in reality, but the dream world's just peeking in, so it kind of messes up reality a bit.
Där en själv är ganska jetlaggad när vi ses, ett annat konstigt tillstånd mellan sömn och vakenhet. Han ser absolut drömmen som en kreativ kraft, vilket också går att se i alla hans filmer. I både Pi och Requiem for a Dream, såväl som i den senaste The Fountain, så märks en fascination för mellanlägena, det flytande. Mellan död och levande, mellan sömn och vakenhet, mellan medveten och omedveten. Och även en slags förvirring i tid. Genomgående är också en drömsk stämning. Och Darren berättar att när de jobbade med The Fountain i Sydamerika, då var han som mest fascinerad av att kunna styra sina egna drömmar. Han lärde sig det, och det påverkade också hela arbetet med filmen.
Right when we were doing all the research for in Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras, I was reading all these books on lucid dreaming. And I really got into it. And because we were in such a bizarre place, a lot of weird things started to happen. But I found myself, you can do different things. It works. I mean, it's just a dream, but it's kind of cool that you sort of become aware that you're in a dream, which is great.
Det går att se drömmen som ett sätt att fly verkligheten. Men kanske är det snarare ett sätt att komma närmare den, säger Darren. Ofta kan sömnen och drömmen göra att man förstår problemen i arbetsprocessen bättre och kanske till och med hjälpa till att lösa dem.
You can daydream to try and escape. But I think when you're actually dreaming fast asleep, it's about understanding what's going on. It's not about escaping. It's actually just interpreting what's going on in your own life through another window. It's your brain thinking through problems and thinking through stuff. And I think that a lot of times when you're working on a project and you don't think you can actually understand how it's going to work, you can just go to sleep and in the morning things happen. And I think that's because your mind is constantly looking at things from different angles.
Å andra sidan då, om man inte kan sova, när kroppen lider av en enorm trötthet men vägrar ge upp, det blir också ett konstigt mellanting mellan verklighet och dröm, vilket kanske är den optimala kreativa sinnesstämningen. I filmen Cashback som kommer upp på bio nästa år spelar Sean Biggerstaff Ben som går på konstskola. Han blir dumpad av sin tjej och han kan inte längre sova.
After my breakup with Susie, I just couldn't fall asleep anymore. The more I tried to sleep, the less tired I felt. I was wide awake. I tried everything. I'd just become immune to sleep.
Men det galna, nästan hallucinogena tillståndet insomnia gör även att Ben i filmen lyckas frysa verkligheten och på det viset skapa fantastiska målningar. Nästan som en slags drog, säger Sean Biggerstaff. Och han tycker själv att han skapar bättre när han är riktigt, riktigt trött.
You know, a lot of artists have claimed that that drugs have helped them to be creative. And I've never been into drugs myself, but I find that I can, I play guitar better and I write better and I do a lot of things better when I'm really tired, when I haven't slept. So there's certainly that aspect of it. If you could have that, but then still get enough sleep at the same time, then that would be perfect. It's it adds to the sort of dreamlike effect of the whole film. The fact that he's not completely, he's in a sort of altered state of consciousness all the time because of that.
Men trots den drömska stämningen i Darren Aronofskis filmer tycker han att hans filmer är mer realistiska än till exempel Cassavetes. Eftersom verkligheten egentligen är något flytande i sig.
You know, when you see a very realistic, neorealistic Cassavetes film, Dardenne Brothers film, people say how real they are, but I disagree. I don't think reality. I think a film like Pi is more real because I think it shows you where someone's head goes. and brings you into their personal experience. So I think, I don't think there is any reality when you make a film, but you have to ground it in something that's truthful to the character. That's all.